This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know that I spend most of my time right over there surveying the day's news forest, hand-selecting the most topical 13-foot balsam fir, trimming it with Thomas Glenn pearl story ornaments and joke tinsel, all topped with a Neiman Marcus Gold Star filial to present to you the spectacular and luminous Christmas tree that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, sometimes, while hiding in an industrial park from the poachers I run with, I bring down a telephone pole with a rusty chainsaw and blast it with some glitter shot out of an old T-shirt cannon, then top it with a wad of discarded double mint gum foil wrappers to roll out the combustible drifter's holiday yule log of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
That right there is joy. That's the joy of the world right there. Meanwhile... California regulators just approved rules to recycle wastewater into drinking water. Or as one news outlet put it, would you drink toilet water? Great question. Also the slogan for Michelob Ultra. This decision is the result of California's recent extreme droughts, including the driest three-year period on record. It's gotten so dry in California that Timothy Chalamet now looks like this. Moisturized, Timothy. Even though it sounds a little gross, there is precedent. California has already been using wastewater as ice for a hockey rink, watering crops, and even to make snow. Ah, yes, toilet snow. Reminds me of my favorite Christmas carol. Frosty the snowman is weirdly brown and warm. He smells real bad and it makes me sad. Hey, is that a piece of corn? Meanwhile, Tinder has released a $500 per month subscription. Now, previously, you could only get herpes for free. Among other benefits, the subscription allows people to send messages without matching with someone. Finally, a way to tell that special person, I know you expressed zero interest in me, but here's a picture of my dong anyway. Also, I'm bad with money. Meanwhile, in order to combat seasonal affective disorder from its northern latitude, a Swedish city asked its residents to say hello to each other. Whereas New York is asking its residents, what do you think was in that drop of water that just went into your mouth? Could have been from an air conditioner, but it is December. Meanwhile, looks like we here at CBS might be getting sold soon. It came out yesterday that Warner Brothers Discovery is in talks to merge with our parent company, Paramount. What exciting synergistics! Warner already owns a ton of media properties, while Paramount owns all this stuff. I'm really looking forward to the new media mega entity, Warner Mount Plus Max Prime Max with Showtime Prime. Plus. Meanwhile, according to new wildlife research, apes may remember old friends and families decades later, and also dolphins can remember each other's whistles for more than two decades. Of course, some dolphin whistles are more memorable than others. Meanwhile, in celebrity baking news, Taylor Swift made cinnamon rolls for Travis Kelce's pregame meal. Now, I do not want to question Tay-Tay's love language, but That is a bold food choice for someone right before a football game. Though it does explain Travis Kelce's third quarter nap. Meanwhile, Victoria Beckham took the internet by storm when she posted a video of her husband, David Beckham, working out. Take a look. Now, those are some pregame cinnamon rolls. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.